Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. We sit in a sacred area. It's not an area that is sacred because anyone told you it was. It has its own sacredness. I want to tell you a story. The indigenous of this planet have been seen sometimes differently than they were. In a sophisticated society today, you would look at them and you say, well, they didn't know much. They were like children, and they had all of these things going on where they would have certain areas, and the volcanoes had names and energies and goddesses, and the earth spoke a certain way, and there were certain apparitions that occurred or disappeared, or there were certain places you could not go to because it was too sacred. And the modern society would look at that, and they'd say, well, I think I'll pat them on the head and say, well, have a nice day. Because we're more sophisticated now and we know better. And what I have said over and over is that you've been trained out of the most sacred things any human could ever know. Trained out of it for centuries. What the indigenous had was an alliance with the planet. It's not called Mother Earth for no reason. Everything they had emanated from the soil. They understood how important it was to be in the trees. They didn't know about photosynthesis. They didn't know about symbiotic relationships. But what they knew was that if they honored the land, it honored them back. And in the process, they become one with the land. And your consciousness supports this kind of an evolution. And with that come things that you deserve, and that is that you start to see into the rocks and into the soil and into the trees in a way that is not metaphoric. There are some 3D and some un-3D, but it's very, very real. And so over and over, this relationship they had with the land gave them what they needed, including rain, when they didn't have any. They were able to have communication with the elements. The elements would tell them when to move before the elements became severe, perhaps, for a while. All of these things were not childlike. They were perhaps the most wise things that ever existed on this planet. An understanding with that which was Gaia. And so today there is a shift. And this shift I am calling a return to the Lemurian principles of core truth and understanding. A reawakening of some of that wisdom. Now it doesn't come fast and it doesn't come easy for anyone working in the culture that I speak in. A society that doesn't believe it, first, thinks those that do are crazy, second, and three, don't really want to try. So you can see the job that is ahead. To start an alliance that you've never had before requires some trust. First, would you like to? Even if you don't believe it, would you like to? Do you see, perhaps, the wisdom that some of the ancients had, that the indigenous had, that was perhaps more than you have now? Would you like to rekindle a little of that? And so the advice is, first, intent. Yes, I want to. That goes a long way. For those which you call the entities in the mountain are but energies that have been here for a very long time, that take the shape of so many different things. But those metaphors that are here within the mountain, the cities that you see or feel or talk about, will tell you there is a gathering. And that gathering is sacred here. And it truly is a real one. And if you walk up the mountain and you have no awareness of it, and you don't believe it, all of those that are here, holding the love and the energy for you, will stay away from you as an honor to your belief. Do you understand that? They won't invade you. They won't overcome you. But if you were to say, I would like to know more, perhaps take my hand for a moment and do it gently and give me some validation that there's more here than just rocks and trees. And then something starts to occur. And that something starts with intuition or a remembrance of the mountain when you go home. Or you wish you could come back because there was something there. There really was. Maybe it's a peacefulness or a joyfulness. And as you return, even within your consciousness, which you can do, you start to be fed a little more and a little more of some core truths that you were never taught. It is no wonder that a society wakes up slowly when they've so firmly been taught that it just simply isn't here. But it is. And so those who make this adventure, this journey of starting to understand it, or willingness, or intent, they give intent for the whole thing. And slowly, very slowly, they will start to understand, perhaps even touch their heart and smile and say, I never knew you were there. I never knew you were there. And then the next step after the intent and the awareness is being in the now of it all, of enjoying it, not even understanding where it might go, just saying, I am. Thank you for showing me something I didn't believe in. Thank you for making it easy for me and not too strange or weird. And then the next step is application. Take it home and apply it to the culture, not in a strange way, but in a way that those who will look at you say, my, you are such a peaceful person. How do you do it? And you can say unashamedly, say, I've discovered something that the indigenous knew, that there's an energy that really is in the earth. It's always there. And we are allied with it. We have a symbiotic relationship with it. And it's given me such an awareness of peace, and it's teaching me how to work with other human beings and work with it. How to look at animals differently and others differently, and how to look at things I didn't want to look at ever and see into them, into the things I don't want to look at, even that were perhaps the other side of the coin in politics or the other things that I never, ever wanted to look at, and see that there are things there, that there's love in everyone, doing their best, the best they can. But there's a connection that I found where I can do better than any of them, for I found love. This is the new mantra. This is the new discovery. It's the birth of a new child, you might say. A child on the earth which is going to be bigger than it ever was. A child with wisdom. It's a consciousness of rebirth, slowly on the planet, when it realizes it does not want war anymore. It's going to find new resources that don't involve the planet at all. It's going to find new ways for the planet to give the things that it's always wanted to give, the food that it's ready to give, the medicinals that it's ready to give, the cures that it's ready to give. It's all there, and the indigenous knew it. This is the rebirth of an energy that has always been here, wanting to take your hand and say, let me show you something you didn't expect. And so it is.